Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. When are you going to get a tan, Molly? Are you going to tan? What's the plan here?
This is the end of summer. This is as tan as I get. I go from fish belly white to just like vampire.
I love how you describe that, fish belly white, because that literally is kind of, I mean, you are a little bit different than fish belly. My underneath my forearm would be fish belly.
No.
Yeah, because it's like a catfish.
You get tan.
Yeah, I get tan, but not in the places where I don't expose.
So you're like, I am very like protective about my underarms.
Very much so.
Like, where's have you ever tanned your butt?
Have I ever tanned my butt? I'm sure I have before. I remember one time doing it through the window at one given time.
You know, just laying just down and like
on the living room floor. Yeah. Naked? I don't think it did anything. Yeah, I don't think it did anything.
Well, yeah, because you'd have to do it pretty often, or at least for an extended period of time. It's not just like I did 5 minutes on the floor once.
Yeah. And yeah, I have not exposed like that to lay out. I mean, I've walked around naked in the backyard, of course. But I've never
really.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
In your current backyard?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because sometimes when you get out of the pool or the hot tub, you don't want to drag all that, you know, that wet stuff in. Even though we have a changing, you know, an area that is right outside the door. So we'll sometimes just get completely nude at the pool. And then we hang our stuff by the pool and we just dangle it on in.
Wylene's a nudist too?
Well, she's not really a nudist. She covers up with a towel, you know. She covers up with a towel. I don't want to give anybody ideas that they're going to come over and start peeking. Stay away, people. Stay away from my castle.
I can't even tell you the last time. I mean, I took a shower today. I was naked, but like,
yeah,
you know, I'm a never nude.
Yeah, you're a never nude. Even at the gym, if you go to the gym, do you?
Absolutely not. I'm not changing there. I'll go home and change.
All right. So here's the gig, people. You can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Sally sent us a little video we'll get to towards a little bit later of the podcast. But also you can reach out to us and text us at 402-915-0962. And just make sure you rate, review, and follow and share. And, of course, tell everybody about the podcast because, you know, a lot of party crashers are still looking for us. And there's a website, which we love. Absolutely. It's one-stop shopping. It's bigpartyshow.com.
And we want to thank Bythewood Creative. So they're the ones that powered up our website. And it is fan-stinking-tastic. They work with a lot of people around town. Like, they're a part of Whiskey Fest that's coming up. So if you check out their website, it's Bythewood Creative. Been around since 2015. So whether you're crafting a brand or trying to get an experience that resonates with like the audience that you're trying to reach, Bythewood Creative can help you. Think of it as like your own creative team, your own agency, all in like a boutique package.
Okay. All right. Thank you to them. Today's number 67.
Is it really?
Is it? Yeah, it's 67. 67 episodes already. How insane is that? Remember, it was just a dream. It was just a little baby. Remember,
baby.
It just came out and it was all pretty with little hair on its top of it. Yeah, now it's 67.
It doesn't feel like we still have a long ways. I mean, it's still in the newbie stages. You know what I mean?
Like, sure, it's growing.
67, but like, that's not that many.
Yeah, and if you're listening, you'll realize that in the beginning, everyone, you know, you guys all wanted us to go longer. Well, we're going longer now. And the reason why it doesn't feel like it's going longer, because it's just that damn funny.
If I do say so myself, which I do. So there's that. My mom told me I am so funny.
You bet. All right. I want to motivate today. All right. We're going to do a little motivation to kick off Wednesday. Okay. Here we go.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning.
Please don't forget today. You are beautiful and smart. You are strong and fierce. You've got the fire to conquer, the grit to endure, and the light to inspire. You have heart, and you are art. Now go make this day yours, and I'll be waiting for you at the end of it.
Cheesy.
Aw. Are we going to hand clap on the sunset? Both Wylene and Peter are like, God. Lame. Get a room, you two. You're my sunset person.
Yeah.
Peter's like, I thought I was your forever sunset person.
No, we're the, we're the high five in the air at a sunset, people, is what we are. That when I when that one came upon me, I'm like, oh my God, I found one that doesn't have cursing in it, number one. And then two,
such a sweet soundtrack.
It's like, almost too much. It isn't
really
it?
Is. It's a little saccharine, I mean, for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little.
It's Wednesday, though. So, I mean, I try to motivate everybody in so many different ways. I've done cats talking. I've
Which
done
is amazing.
Motivational videos, the opposite of motivation. I've done old lady. I've done angry dude. And now I just hit this one.
I gotta say,
it's so sappy.
Not my favorite.
This
not
one is it? Come on. What is
no.
Good morning, Gordon.
Too sweet.
Please don't Gorgeous. Forget today. You are don't beautiful forget. And smart. You are strong and smart, fierce.
Strong and
You've
fierce.
Got the fire to conquer, the grit to endure, and the light to inspire. You have heart, and you are art. Now
Look
go
us.
Make this day yours, and
Doing
I'll be waiting for you
sunset.
At the end of it.
Stop! They don't show the golf cart that got us there. You and I are not climbing that mountain.
No.
We're like, is the helicopter coming back to pick us up? Or do we just have to roll down the hill?
Yeah, the last time I climbed a mountain, I don't even know. I mean, it's been some time. But there's always that moment how I feel about when I see people running and jogging. It seems like they have reached that point where, like, God, I can't turn around. I got to keep going because I've got, like, X. That's what climbing a mountain is like. You just get it in your head and you just go one foot at a time climbing up there. I'm not saying I climbed a giant mountain.
Right.
It was a hill.
You're like, it was a knoll. It was grassy. It was a grassy knoll.
This
is
grassy.
The thing that's so when I look at that and when you mention hiking, it makes me think of like back in the dating days.
That's what Waylon and I did.
Right. Where somebody's like, let's go for a hike. And you're like, oh no.
Yes.
I really like you, but you're way too outdoorsy for me.
We were like, doing all kinds of stuff. Remember, we'd go hiking and camping and traveling. And then we got kayaks and went kayaking.
Yeah.
And we got backpacks and those walking sticks and those water things for your backpack so you can stay hydrated.
Mouse.
And then you know what happened?
You got married?
We got married.
She's like, I don't have to pretend that I like outdoors anymore. She's like, build me a pool. Uh-huh.
That takes away the traveling immediately.
Camping and stuff like that. I don't to do all those kind of things. If you got a cabin, tell me about it.
Well, that's what we do. We did tent camping a couple times.
No, thank you.
But it's so unsettling when you're in the mountains, like in Colorado, because always in the back of your head, when you hear something, you immediately think that's a bear. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right. And so we made that pack. I said that. If ever we were confronted with a bear and it attacks me, to run and don't turn around no matter what I'm screaming.
She's like, not a problem. I was going to do that anyway. I'm so glad I have permission now.
Run for your life and don't turn back. No matter what you hear. And I mean, the sounds that may come out of my mouth may sound similar to a 2-year-old baby screaming.
Not going to hear it. Just going to keep going.
Yeah. So keep on running. All right. So tell me about this. We never got to it the other day, yesterday. What is this zip code dating? What is that?
This is interesting. So, kids are back to school. It's not just back to school for like the littles. It's back to college for a lot of kids.
Sure.
And a friend of mine, her son is going to be a freshman and his girlfriend.
In college?
Yes.
In college. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A freshman in college. And he and his girlfriend are not breaking up, but they're doing something called zip code dating.
Okay.
Where they're going to different cities, they're going to be at different schools, and they're allowed to date people in those zip codes, but then they're back together when they come home for holidays. So like you're free, it's almost like sanctioned.
Well, what other zip code would you date if you're in that zip code?
What do you mean?
If I'm in Colorado, of course I'm going to date that zip code.
Right.
Because I'm there.
The whole point is that you're still in a relationship with this person.
Yeah, you are.
You're not hearing this. You're still in a relationship with this person. You're not. They are allowed.
A relationship of convenience is what you're at that point. Yes,
let's just say it's an open marriage. People have them all the time.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is like a trend.
This is a person.
We're not going to break up. We're just going to go to our respective schools, and I can like hook
around.
Yeah. And then when I come back,
I can get back to you. Come on.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. Look it up. It's not a thing. It's like there's TikToks all over the place about the idea of like how far is far.
Okay.
Like there's also that question where, okay, it's one thing if you're going to school in Nebraska and I'm going to school in Illinois, that's pretty far. We got a state between us. But some people have rules where it's like, okay, obviously, like let's say I'm going to UNO in Omaha and you're going to UNL in Lincoln. Like that's not zip code dating. You know what I mean?
That's same
like you can't like
dating.
That same state, that kind of thing.
It's
but
too
if you're
close.
Far enough. Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay. All right.
Some people don't see it that way. Some people are like, we're in a completely different zip code. I'm like, there we're right next to each other.
Come on.
So this is apparently like there are rules that couples set up where it's.
I would
a matter
never
of
do that.
Far.
That would drive me absolutely insane to constantly have that in the back of my head.
Really?
That someone I'm dating is possibly banging someone else just because it's in a different zip code. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that bother you? Or you just sit at home and pet your cat and do what you do if you're not banging anyone else? That wouldn't bother you? That wouldn't get in your head like, oh my God, Peter.
In college?
Regardless,
college,
you're still the same age. Oh, come on.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think like there were people in
it's
college
cheating.
Where, well,
no matter
depends.
How you set it up, it's cheating. And
it's
also,
not if
these
you're
are people that there's these people. Well, you shouldn't agree to that. That's like you're a swinger now.
Okay. People are swingers. You're acting like this isn't.
I think it's
are
stupid.
Swingers. People do have open relationships. These do exist. I think it's interesting that there's this generation that is like naming it and doing it. And,
okay,
and I don't know if it's successful. I'm just saying this is something that they're trying.
That's the trend. Yeah. Cause why wouldn't you just be single at that point? You know what I mean?
Well, because you put a lot of time and effort into that person. You still want to talk to them. Like, you know what I mean? Well, you're still going to catch up and text and do whatever. I just think that you have to have rules, you know, you just have to have agreements. Well, I don't want to hear about the person, you know, maybe that's a rule you set up or want to hear about the person. Like we have to tell each other about this person. It needs to be established. Like I know about Wylene and you know about Peter and that's no secrets. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you could go, it all depends. It's a custom made relationship. You're customizing it for what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, comfortable with not being able to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also just being open to meeting new people and having new experiences.
Different sex. You're on your sex journey. You're on your sex journey.
I can tell you are a jealous, jealous mother effer. You're like, mine? I do not share.
Yes, I do not share.
As long as they come home to you, what does it matter?
It matters everything in the world. Are you kidding me?
As long as you're the one that they eventually want to be with and you're all going to work it out in the end, why
happening.
Not?
Because I don't share and one, I don't want to do that. I wouldn't like it. And I wouldn't do that to somebody else. That just
what
it.
If somebody
so I wouldn't be able
to
do it.
What if Wylene came to you and said, hey, listen, let's try something. I'm going to be traveling a lot. Let's just say that.
Really? Peter does travel a lot. What if Peter comes in and goes, hey, look, listen, I've been traveling a lot because I have another family. You know, so it's like.
That happens.
No. I couldn't do it. You know, it's funny because kids are having less sex anyway, so it's hard for me to believe that stuff. You know, it's really hard for me to believe that stuff. That people are actually pulling it off and doing it and maintaining a decent relationship. I don't know.
One of my words of advice to one of my dear friends, like her son, her sons are like my nephews. I mean, I've been around, you know, I'm godparent to one of them. And And one of them, one of the older boys, was getting ready to go to school, and he had a girlfriend. And I was like, break up with her.
That's what I would say, too.
I would be like, I told him, break up with her. You go into college open to opportunity. Do not hold on. You know, if you want to meet up when you're home for Christmas, great. If you want to meet up when you're home next summer.
Break up with him.
But like, yeah. I think everybody should be going into college. I always felt bad. I had a roommate who had a boyfriend. And it wasn't at school. It was a boyfriend somewhere else.
Did she travel all the time to go, you know?
Okay. I mean, it wasn't that. It was just, it held her back from certain, like, I'm not even saying hooking up with people. I'm just saying, like, even going to a party and talking to a bunch of guys. Like, she's like, I don't think Artie would like this. And I'm like, well, Artie's not here. And I am, and I want to talk to a bunch of guys. So either you're a good
I'm going to be
wing,
tossed around.
Either you're helping me out, meet somebody, or go home.
Well, I think number one, is his name really Artie?
Yeah, his name was Artie.
Oh, my God, Artie.
I know.
That's a tough one.
I know.
He was a strong, tough one.
He would come up to visit, and he was so sweet. And that was the thing. Like, I got it. Like, you would never want to see Artie sad. Like, Artie was just a big old teddy bear. But at the same time, I'm like, come on.
Artie.
Like, I'm like, he's not going to care if you're talking to a bunch of guys as long as you're not making out with anybody.
That's exactly. That's on him then at that point. If he's
like, if you saw Wyleen and you went into a party and you started talking to a bunch of guys and she was laughing and flirting, would you be upset?
Yeah. We're going home right now.
You could never be married to me.
No. Oh, I never could.
No.
No. No, I wouldn't be upset. I mean,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you would.
No,
you would
I be, wouldn't. It wouldn't
matter.
You saw
her and she's like, ha, 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 and putting her hand on somebody.
Like the chest? She's doing it to the chest?
Shoulder.
No, that wouldn't bother me. No, that wouldn't bother me. But chest? No, nothing like that would bother me. No, it really wouldn't.
Slap in the chest.
Slap in the chest. Yeah, that would bother me a little bit for some reason. That right there seems like it's a
Bridge
that's a flirty
far.
Move. That's a flirty move. You know, what would
just
you with
she's
Peter?
Married doesn't mean she has to stop flirting.
Well, I'm not. You're getting this wrong. I'm not saying I would tell her to stop flirting.
You're like, I'm just Artie. My feelings would be hurt.
I'm she Artie. All right. Yeah.
She doesn't want to see sad teddy bear.
It's time for Molly's favorite segment. This is the poop word of the day.
Oh, my God. Really?
And now here is your poop word of the day. Instead of saying you're going to go take a poop, say you gotta let loose the chocolate sausages. Homemade.
Why?
Why ask why, Molly? Why ask why? All right, since we are on the vein of relationships and sex, did you turn on the new Virgin dating show, Are You My First? That just was
no,
out
because I was
this
watching
week.
TV with my kids.
Okay.
And I was like, I am not watching this
with
my children.
I it's the whole season in one. It's like that. You can binge the whole thing, but it's on Hulu. Yeah, it's on Hulu, so you can watch it whenever.
Well, I watched the beginning, and then I was like, not for us.
Yeah, see, isn't it interesting, though? All right, so the idea is this. They're on an island, of course. You know, it's like every Bachelor, all those shows. The thing is that they're all virgins. Every single one of them, there's 15 of them that are virgin. Now, they're all good-looking people, which is irritating a little bit because you're like, God, there's got to be some unsightlies out there. Why isn't there an unsightly show? Because when you see virgins and hear virgins, you imagine something a little bit different. These are all just pretty, beautiful people that are all
beautiful
virgins.
People can also say no to sex,
No,
too.
I know that. And there's several reasons why they don't have sex for them themselves. I haven't dived down that thing. But the age group is 25 to 35.
Okay.
And there's 15 people.
All right.
And they have X amount of time to fall in love. Or they do what they call sacrificing the virgin.
What is that?
That means it's like the whole Survivor where you eliminate them off. They call it sacrificing the virgin. They show a volcano.
This is such trashy. I mean, this is seriously.
It totally
like,
is.
It's such trashy television. You're like, this is the downfall of civilization.
Yeah.
But okay,
well, like, I can't watch it. I mean, I've gotten through maybe.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just, it's like no, it's like Love Island. It's like Temptation. It's like all of them else. Same thing in Beautiful People, but everyone has their hang up on sex of some
what
sort.
What are some of their like, hang ups?
All right. So one guy was like, you know, he's right on this one. He says a lot of successful people, there's a lot out there that, you know, run business. They're very successful, right?
Okay.
They don't drink and they don't have sex.
Oh.
So he said, I wanted to be successful. So now I'm 30 looking to have sex. I mean, like I said, these are all good looking people.
He's abstained this whole time because of work?
Success. Yes. And then really? Another guy there, I thought he was gay at first. And that's what he said. Everyone, including his parents, are like, just bring somebody home. I don't care if it's a dude. He's brought up by his mom, okay. Right? I think something happened with his dad. Don't know what, but he's brought up by his mom. So he said that he's in touch with his female self.
Yeah.
So, and I understand that. So he is just not interested in having sex because he says he's a mama's boy. So
understood.
You got that.
Like
totally.
He probably sees, like, he's like, I don't want to break some girl's heart. Like if I'm going to, yes. If I'm going to do this, it needs to be for real.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sweet boy.
Yeah. That's and nice. Then the one thing they have kind of in common, because they're all, like I said, between 25 and 35, like one comment when all the women were together.
Yeah.
They said, do you think these guys don't have never had sex because they have micro penises?
Okay.
And they all giggled. Ha ha ha. And it turns out that that's what they want anyway. Because they've never had sex before. Never afraid.
Mm-hmm. Really? Guys everywhere clamoring.
Oh my God. Yes.
Guys everywhere are like, yes.
Yes. They're
I am watching sexy. This show. They get me. Where are these ladies? Like,
the hottest wow. Chick there, you know, she's absolutely beautiful. All woman. She's 30. She's does not want to be a 40-year-old virgin. She has what you call, and I had to look it up, but she's very open and tells everybody, this is why I don't have sex.
Okay.
Because she has what you call vagina isthmus. Vagina isthmus. So basically... I mean, I was like, what is that? And so she's explaining it to these dudes. She's the one that's a candidate for micro penises, by the way, because of the fact that she it's a condition in which involuntary muscle spasms interferes with vagina intercourse. So basically anything that goes inside her muscles spasm. And she said it's so painful. How are you going to get past that?
I just don't even... It reminds me of there.
It's
was
crazy. Like, the whole show is crazy to me. I'm like, oh, these guys are interesting people.
There was some sex class that I took where the person was like, talked about, and it sounds like this: vagina dentata, mm-hmm. Vagina with teeth. And it was like this whole thing where it was like, wow, yeah. That's really.
I don't know what that is, but she said basically everything just her muscles just tightened so badly, and it's just so painful.
I don't even know what to say with that.
I know. I was wondering if you knew anything about it.
No, I've never even heard of that before. The only one that I heard of was the one I just said. And I mean, are any of these people on here for religious reasons? Like, is anybody there?
Yeah, there's a Mormon dude there. He's from Utah. And I assume that's what it was. I haven't gotten that far in it yet. It's hard for me to watch all these just people that you never would see. And you know what I mean? It's they're all just good looking people.
I know, but like in the case of like when I think about like a lot of people that I know that waited, it was for
religious
like, reasons.
Yeah. Some of them are like
and
that
I'm
as
like,
well.
I get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like that is definitely mm-hmm. something that if that's a core tenet of your personality or like your belief, faith
sure.
system, absolutely.
Yeah.
Worth waiting.
So yeah, they're all just really good, innocent
people.
I love
the fact
so
that
far,
you're hung up on the fact that they're good-looking virgins.
Well, that's what Molly. What I'm
it's
trying
television.
To say, I know it's television, but it's like I would like to see the just one time, so I can look at these people. Say if it's another one, it's season two.
Uh huh.
Now we're gonna get real. So they walk down the beach. They're walking all goofy. You're like, I get it. They come out of the water. They're all just flabby and ugly. They're unsightly. Pardon me. You'll go, I get it. not six-pack abs and perfect breasts.
Maybe
and
that's
what I mean.
Well, first of all, it's television, so they're yes, like,
I know.
Listen, this
and
is
would
what,
anybody
like-
watch my version? That's the question. Would you watch that version? The real.
I barely can
please,
watch this.
Would you please
version.
Be my first?
Stop it.
The episode or season two is not "Are you my first?" It's like, "Will you please be my first?" Anyway, you got to watch it for comedy. I mean, you will. I mean, you can easy sit there and watch it and you know, like some of these people and kind of follow okay. their journey along. I mean, it's not grimy and gross. It's not like all those other shows where they're making out yet. Because
I would think
people still make out.
I watched the trailer and there were people making out.
Yeah,
I mean, I watched the teaser and there was making out. I mean, in the surf, there was all like fun kissing in the waves.
I've never done that in my life.
I mean, have I kissed somebody in water?
No, yes. I mean, like water and ocean and splashing each other.
No, I've not been on a movie set where they're like, okay, let's take it from one. Get the wave machine out here.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's consuming my time right now. Now, I won't tell Wylene about this because I don't want her knowing I'm watching shows like that because, you know,
she's listening to the podcast right now. So she's like, oh, okay.
That's what you're doing when I'm not home.
So much for zip code dating. You're doing this right in our house.
Yes.
You're like, I love these people.
All right, A-list report. What's the A-list? What's going on with these
celebs? So, A-list alert. We've got a couple little things. First of all, the VMAs are coming up on September 7th. And so the idea is that, like, we just got the first round of live performances. Sabrina Carpenter, who's nominated for 8 awards, is going to be 8 Moon Men, is going to be performing.
Okay.
So is J Balvin, and it's going to be LL Cool J hosting, which is always good.
Yeah, he's always fun to watch. I met him one time in person.
Really?
That guy's, he's massive. He's just a huge block.
Is he really?
Yeah, he was big. I was like, oh, my God. No, he's not tall at all.
But he's just solid.
He's just solid as a rock, yeah. Cool dude. Very cool dude.
Oh, he seems very nice, very approachable. So Sunday, September 7th. Busta Rhymes is getting the Rock the Bells Visionary Award and will
what
be performing.
That?
I don't know, some made up award so they can get Busta Rhymes there. And then Ricky Martin is getting the Latin Icon Award and he will
Ricky
also
Martin.
Be performing. I know. So the big nominations, waiting to hear. Lady Gaga is nominated for 12 Moon Men. Whether or not she'll be performing to be determined.
Okay.
You got Bruno Mars. He's nominated for 11, and Kendrick Lamar, who's nominated for 10. Let's see if we can get those people in the audience. Taylor Swift. So yesterday, on Monday, she released a special vinyl version of her upcoming album, Life of a Showgirl. And it was available for 48 hours for purchase, right? So
what is it?
It's a vinyl copy of her upcoming album, Life
so you
of a
actually,
Showgirl. You're pre-ordering it.
Oh, you're pre-ordering it. Okay, you're not getting it until release it. Okay, all right.
No,
okay.
No, you're pre-ordering it. You're making sure that when release day happens on October 3rd, you've got your vinyl. It's sold out in minutes.
Well, I doubt. I have no idea that
minutes.
It wouldn't. Yeah, that's, she's just.
But here's what I love. So she has two different copies, two different vinyl. It's called the shiny, it's like the shiny bug version. And what's interesting about it is that she only charged $29.99.
I don't know what it normally would cost. It seems high to me, but
I mean, think about it. It's Taylor Swift. She's got a limited edition vinyl album coming out. She could have charged $100
because of who she is. Yeah, because everybody wants this thing and they probably would sell out too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And yet she was like, here it is, $29.99. I thought that was super cool. The fact that it was not a complete fan gouge, a money grab move, that she kept it in the range of like what a special edition vinyl would cost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, vinyl records, I'm looking now, they run from 20 to 40. So
that's
she's
what I'm
right
saying.
Smack in the middle of it.
Right.
Okay.
She's not price gouging. I mean, if you wanted a limited edition special vinyl press of Taylor Swift's album, how much would a super band be willing to pay? $200
Whatever. Yes, they
would. Exactly. Like $200. So the fact that she's giving it to them for $30 just goes to show, like, she so gets it. Taylor Swift is like not trying to, you know, just make it a mint off of her fan.
Like her tickets to her Eras tour. Like she, like,
well, no, but those were normal. She didn't. How much were scalpers.
They?
A bunch of reasonably priced tickets, but all the scalpers bought them.
So grabbed it. Okay. All right.
And then next thing you know, they're like $1 billion. I know.
She needs to figure that out. But anyway. Okay, cool.
So Britney Spears, this is the last little bit. She put out two videos this week. Oh, dear. Oh, goodness. Oh, boy.
I stopped watching them. I can't.
Oh, you need to watch these.
Okay. Is she dancing? What is she doing?
Yeah, she's singing. She's in her like entryway with her living room or whatever family room behind her. And it's a mess.
Like a mess, and, like dirty mess. Like,
yeah,
that?
Like she needs to clean, like she needs to like pick up. And that was her thing, is that she's like singing and cleaning, like whatever. So the deal is that she's like, I'm playing with the lighting, cleaning messy house in her PJs, but she's singing and it's off key and she looks like a raccoon and she's like really
I can't watch her anymore. It's like it's weird. It really, watching her really tests what you're attracted to. Cause when you see a woman like Britney spinning around in her practically naked, right? And dancing, it normally you would be like, yeah, wow. I like that. But when you see her, it's opposite. You get the opposite feeling of sadness. So I stopped watching because I felt so sad for her. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're really coming out hard today in your like male assertiveness between the zip code dating, the unsightlies on the Virgin show, and you talking about like, I can't even, like, if you're going to be dancing naked, be good looking.
No, it's not be good looking because she is good looking, but you're the one that's hurting her right now. You're saying she looks like she's a pig. She looks like a raccoon.
I didn't say that. I said she looked like she's got like raccoon eyes. Like she's got all she's got that makeup stuff, all over. Yeah, yeah. And she's playing with her hair and she's playing with the lighting and she's singing off key. I mean, it's just, it's a really, this is the thing.
Meow.
She recorded it and that's fine.
Yeah.
We all like record things, but then she posted it. Uh-huh. And that's where the head scratch comes. Because
well,
you watch that.
Weird.
You watch that and you're like, okay, not the best me.
Yeah.
Why would I share that with everyone? And yet she's like, send.
And the thing is that she doesn't edit them down.
No.
They're just on running and running and running and running and running. And but then you look at how many people have liked it. That can't
she's
be
real. She's got a
real,
huge fan base. I mean, she
so
has
she's
this giving
them, she's doing a Taylor Swift thing then. She's just giving her fan base what they want.
I don't. No, very different. So she has this go to top. It's really funny. It's this like it's this halter top, like polka dot. It's really weird.
Okay.
And it's, she wears it in a lot of these videos. And so she says she's in her pajamas. She's sort of like in pajama little short shorts. And it's just, I don't know what her deal is. She's just very, something's going on. Like, it looks like she's like crawling out of her own skin. Like, that's the thing that I worry about. I worry about the fact that like something's going on mental health wise.
All right. So what is she wearing?
She's wearing like she's wearing a cropped polka dot shirt with like a plunging and she wears it a ton. Like when she did that video where she danced with the knives, she was
looking
also
at
wearing this.
She has like short shorts on and black boots, right?
And her back, and black
and
boots.
Behind her, it does need to be clean.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, you're doing that. Maybe you're doing that for yourself, but why would you put your messy house on blast when you're like not looking your best? And I mean, I respect her for the fact that she's obviously not pretending, not everything about her life is perfect. And that is kind of nice to see with a celebrity, that not everything is this curated, manicured, you know, presentation. But at the same time, she seems a little
off,
right off the handle.
I'm dead, and it's been like that for quite a bit.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know what it is.
Her conservatorship ended in November of 2021. She was in a conservatorship for 13 years. And it does beg the question of, like, obviously the conservatorship was very intrusive and highly almost illegal. But there is something where I wonder if she's also taking a vacation from some of the good aspects of the conservatorship, like maybe the health, mental health stuff.
Okay.
That she might need.
Yeah.
This is Britney Spears that we're talking about. Not me.
Okay. Yeah, not you. All right, Wylene, it's time for What the Wylene. And this is The More You Know.
Here's a fun little hack. If your neighbors are letting their dogs crap in your yard as they're walking them, you can take a little bacon grease and pour on said turds, and the same dog will come back and get them.
Sick. That is genius.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Just pick it up. If at that point you have bacon grease and you're out there in your yard pouring it, just remove the turd.
But you got to understand, people need to be picking up after themselves anyway. And some people do not do that.
Yes.
And a lot of times it's going to be in the same yard at the same time. That's why neighbors hate neighbors sometimes. You know, I'm lucky. My neighborhood, they all pick up.
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't run into any issues like that. But if I ever did, I never once thought, why not just put some bacon grease or something they would like on it, spritz it, and next time they come around, they're going to eat that thing up. Thank you, sweet Wylene, for that. Thank bacon you, ma'am.
Grease. Who knew? Add that to the list of exactly. What you can do with bacon grease.
Uh-huh. All right, Cambridge Dictionary. They just added over 6,000 new words and phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw
and
that.
Yeah, they have a lot. And I have a few, and I want to see if you know any of these things. All right, so one of them that they added is skibbity. Do you know what skibbity is?
I don't know what skibbity is. I don't know what skibbity is, but the kids, there's skibbity toilet.
Okay. That's where it came from. That's where it kind of started. Yeah.
Okay. So there was skibbity toilet, and I don't know what it is, but the kids, like, I think one of the teams was called skibbity something. So it's like some sort of slang, but I don't know what it means.
Okay. It's a slang term. So its meaning is cool or bad, or can be used with no real meaning as a joke. So what the skibbity are you doing? That wasn't very skibbity riz of you. What the hell?
You know, it's not skibbity riz.
I don't know what the hell that means.
You know, skibbity riz.
You're like, that meant.
Dad. Stop using what is our
Riz?
Words.
What is Riz? Well, I want to use them. We need to learn these words anyway. What is Riz? Riz me.
Riz? It's like having swagger. What's it short for?
Charisma. Yeah. It's short for charisma. Okay.
Say, there's something where it was like, it's like.
Brock
cool.
knew.
Yeah. Well, I would hope Brock would know. You, on the other hand.
Oh, quit it.
Skibbity Riz. Okay, Dad.
Hey, stop it. I'm doing what I'm doing. That word is popular. People born in the 2010s.
Yes.
Is what they're saying. So, yeah, Gen Alpha is what they call them. Oh, the boy. Gen Alphas. All right. The next one is DeLulu.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're DeLulu a lot.
Tell me
you
what it is.
Are DeLulu. Delusional.
Okay.
You it's are absolutely, yeah. Like, it's like you're DeLulu. Like, yeah, some of the stuff you say, where, you know, it's.
Well, this is believing things that are not real or true.
Yeah. You're DeLulu.
Usually because you choose to real things. So are you. Come on. This isn't, let's play the game of what are you?
I was just citing you as an example.
All right. Luke. L E W K.
L-E-W-K. Is that like a slang for look?
Yes. It's a particular style, fashion, or outfit.
Okay.
Especially one that's unusual or impressive. So you got a good Luke going on, says Dad.
Don't be DeLulu. You got a good Luke. My children are going to lose it when they hear this. Like, mom, stop. I love bothering them like that.
I hope you do. I hope you do that. Yeah.
Oh, I do. I mean, and they're like, like my daughter will scream from the other room, like, stop it.
Yeah. All right. The next one is trade wife. Have you ever heard of that before?
A trade wife?
Yeah. T-R-A-D-W-I-F-E. This is you.
What's a trade wife?
It's a traditional wife. I don't get it. So it's really? Short for a married woman. So okay. These six kids would be like, I'm totally trade wife. My mom's a or I don't know how you would put that in a
sentence. Yeah, no, you would probably use right? that. Yeah.
It says it's short for a married woman, especially one who posts on social media, who stays at home doing the cooking, cleaning, etc., and has children that she takes care of. Reflects a growing controversial Instagram and TikTok trend that embraces traditional gender roles.
Isn't that okay? So I know what you're talking about because there is pushback. So there is this sort of this vein of or silo of social media mm-hmm. where you see these women and they are like perfectly dressed and they're okay. like, I do all this stuff for my kid and I made sourdough bread today and my husband's coming home and he wanted pot roast. So I made it. And I mean, there is this kind of reality. Well, I mean, fake reality, right? Like social media reality. And there yeah. is pushback on it where it's like, who can do this stuff? And it's, I think
the
pushback comes from, yeah, I think the pushback comes from not everybody is wired that way. And yeah. there's also this sort of expectation that that is the woman's job. Like you don't see dad saying like, I got up today, my wife went to work and I did laundry and I made sourdough bread. Like it's, so yes, trade wife. Wow. I don't yeah. think my kids would call me that.
Yeah. You don't think so? Why is
no.
that?
No. Because I don't.
Because you, the Luke that you got going on?
I got the Luke. I'm not DeLulu enough to think that I'm a trade wife. I've got the Luke. I got the right. Riz.
Bro-ligarchy.
Well, it's yeah. like the opposite of trade wife. Bro-ligarchy is like. The like gym bro, like the idea of
it's a small group of men. So it's a small group of men that owning or involved in tech businesses, extremely rich and powerful. They got it from when, Trump's deal, when all the Zuckerbergs and everyone and Musk all came together. That's where word came from.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Yeah. So gross. That's what that came from. And then last one I'm going to give you is Inspo.
Oh, I love yeah. Inspo.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
But what is it?
Inspiration. Like, oh, that's my Inspo. You know, it's like mood board. The idea of like something being the reason that you're looking at something like you want a certain look. You have the inspo, right? Like yeah. the idea that somebody, you saw someone and then you thought, I want to do that. Is okay. that what it is?
Yes, it is. Bingo. Okay. That's exactly what it is. You won.
I did.
Yes. I gave you five of the good ones. I didn't go through all 6,000 of them, of course, thank but you, congratulations. Bro. You won. That was very skibbity of you. Skibbity. I can't say that stupid word.
I think you age out at a certain point. I think they make them sound a certain way. So your mouth, your old mouth can't pronounce it correctly.
My old mouth.
His old gums can't get around those consonants. Those syllables.
I give you guys credit as parents to be able to hang out with this stuff because when we were growing up, of course, I don't want to be like the old man guy, but words weren't, I don't think we used words like that to, we didn't shorten things. And they certainly, I mean, it's bizarre that you add over 6,000 words and slang and stuff like that to a dictionary, but I guess you got to, right? I mean, it's yeah, a I good mean,
there's
thing
a
to
lot
have.
Out there.
It's like a history
I do
book
think
now, so.
There were words that my parents were like, what are you talking about? I mean, maybe that was just my group of friends. But I mean, there were definitely slang words.
Like what? Can you remember one? I just don't remember anything.
I think it's just become more mainstream because yeah. it was slang then, but now it's sort of as it is.
Skibibidi.
I mean, I do remember one word. Where it was like, where you would just say like word.
Oh yeah, we say word all the time. Word. People still say that. Yeah, word.
And so we had a teacher that was like, if you say word one more time, I'm going to give you like a write-up or a detention.
Oh, really?
So we started saying palabra. which is the Spanish word for word.
Oh, really?
So it'd be like, nice. Labra. And they'd be like, what is that? And I'd be like, so yeah. Labra.
Hey, we got an email at bpscrasher@gmail.com from a Sally. I'm playing this video because she sent it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No disclaimers.
Yes.
Yikes.
I don't know when she sent it, shortly after this video, but this video is now going to get played. I'm sorry, Sally. She's a party crasher as well. She said, I wanted to share this short video that my husband took of me the other night after they had drinks at the pool all day, and then they decided it's a good idea to take shots of Leroy Polish brandy. Have you ever had that?
No.
I haven't either. Leroy Polish brandy.
Brandy.
I definitely define what a party crasher looks like. It would have been funnier if she had the shirt on. Yeah, the shirt on. People, get your gear on and take photos and videos and send it to us. We want to know what a party crasher looks like. Okay. All right. But here's Sally right here.
It hurts.
What hurts?
It hurts.
What does?
Everything. I'm laying down here like a dumbass.
Stand up. Let's go.
No, I can't.
Sally and I need to hang out.
Yeah.
Sally, I see you.
She's on the pavement.
See you.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you guys hit up our website. All right. We got merch. It's bigpartyshow.com. Also, we got, Fun Factory videos up there. I put those up there now from Friday. So if you miss those and you don't make it over to the Herd at One Network to watch this magical show, then you can just go there as well.
And
check out the website. Post what you think. So that's it. So that's
and
Friday.
Definitely like sign up for
Party Crasher.
Party Crasher, you know, subscribe, because that's also one of the ways that we can find out. You know, we do these like Facebook Live happy hours.
Yeah.
We're in talks to have one of those coming up again soon, which is so much fun. It's to celebrate our birthdays.
Yes, it is.
We are so close together.
Yeah, so mine's on the 31st, and yours, yes, again is September 3rd.
Nope.
Second.
Yeah, September 2nd. So I thought it'd be fun if we could have a drink with our friends.
Okay.
Our
All right, that's the plan
friends.
Then. That is the plan. Also, real quick before we go, don't forget about Heartwood Park at Heartwood Reserve. It's 145th and just south of Dodge. Right? It's like a second from Dodge. They have free stuff going on Thursday. It's their third Thursday, and they have succulents and wine. And I keep thinking about you because you're so terrible at succulents. I'm like, you need to go to this. But if you have too much wine, those poor succulents are screaming, don't let her come here. They have two sessions going on, okay? But also Friday night, Bites and Beats, that's with Jonathan Wayward.
And then Saturday is the Summer Saturday Concert. So the show starts at 7 o'clock, and it's a good one. It's Blue House and the Rent to Own Horns.
Okay. And this is free, by the way.
Yes.
Everything there is free, except, I mean, they have food trucks and they have a bar. Thing there, but everything is free if you want to play games and get the kids out there. They have a giant bounce house. This thing is massive too, by the way.
I love that.
If you're looking for some stuff, fun stuff to do without having to travel a distance, I know a lot of you guys live out in that area. Just go over there, take the kids, and or maybe even take a date, whatever the case is, and relax because the weather is going to be ideal for all of that. I promise. So, all right. So make sure you make it a thing. If you want to get more information, you can visit where, Molly?
HeartwoodOmaha.com.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys Friday. Have a good couple of days, and be nice to everyone and do yourself good.